All right, this is Pure Decking number 4 for Thursday, and we have the entire I Have Nothing crew here on tonight, and how that happened, I don't really know. So, yep, BSV, RU46, Lauren Law, Heavy, Tax, Suave, Heavy, wait, I said Heavy twice, why did I say Heavy twice? And Firebane. Oh, Heavy's recorder
Heavy.
Is in here.
That's because Heavy goes in stereo, man.
He yeah, well, that explains so much. Well, that's why we can never get him to turn his mic off. He's confused as to which one.
That's right.
So, here we go. We'll just throw this right out there. Anybody play with the new tool called Creepy?
Oh, man, I've looked at that thing. That is awesome.
Oh, it works. I dropped it on one of my test machines at work. It works. It's fun. And I know where Mephit works now.
What is it, man? I've been under a rock for 2 weeks masturbating furiously with a dead rodent. What the hell is it?
I haven't heard much about it lately.
Okay. Creepy is this nice little application. It's a Unix app or Linux app that it will go through either Twitter or Flickr accounts. You give it an account name. And it pulls all of the GPS data out of it and ties them to posts and then overlays it on, like, a Google map. So it's like cyber-stalking the home game.
Wow, that is creepy.
There's other data points you can include in there, too, that actually help out quite a bit. So that is why, especially if you tweet from a mobile phone, you turn off your GPS data.
Yep.
Ooh, that reminds me, Lord, I've seen you tweet from Android phones. I don't have it up in front of me, or we'd just test it live here on the show. You did turn that off, right?
I always turn off, well, probably once or twice I had the GPS on, but I don't ask it to send my GPS information.
What about you, Suave? You don't tweet, so I don't know why you're...
I've tweeted twice. I've got a Twitter account. There's two twits on there.
Winning.
I was going to say, when I actually turned the GPS data off, it was because it was malfunctioning, and I think I sent a couple of tweets out with it. If you would like to go to that location, the knife men with the automatic rifles will greet you at the front gate. So
outstanding. Actually, I'm thinking this could have... you know, aside from the whole cyber-stalking scenario, this could actually be really fun for doing meetups and info-gathering. Okay, cyber-stalking. I mean, I'm reaching here. I'm trying to think of another use for this program besides just... they called it creepy.
Cyberpunk,
hide and seek.
How many congresspeople's... aides could you find? I mean, you could probably potentially get in particular congressional aides that didn't know to turn off the GPS data.
I'm betting pretty much any official out there has no fucking clue what
there's a
can do with the computer.
You can track the BlackBerry.
What's the guy's name? There's a guy in the house. He's got a fun Anthony Weiner. I was gonna say he's got a funny name too, and I'm sitting there blanking on it. He makes a real big deal out of his Twitter account. Somebody ought to go run it against his. And granted, the thing is with, like, the aides and shit, we kind of know where they are. You know, Washington, D.C., or Virginia. That's kind of where they are.
Well, should be anyway.
Yeah.
But you could like, find out where all the congressional aides are having lunch and, like, when they're doing the meetings and when they're, like, making the, oh, I'll vote for you on this, or I'll vote, you know, you could put up, like, a microphone in the, you know, paper towel or the napkin box and just listen in on the conversations. I mean, it could be useful.
You know, building on your meetup point there, You know, there's a lot of uses that you could actually have for something like this. For example, like, you know, setting up a rave or something like that. You could just, like, tweet, meet here. But no other information. And people could easily just go and get the GPS information out of there and meet it wherever they tweeted from, as long as they were doing it from a mobile device.
True, but why wouldn't you just, I mean, if you're doing something like that, why wouldn't you just tweet the GPS coordinates directly?
Well, that's the thing, though, because, you know, if you tweet the coordinates directly, it's going to be a lot easier to access for people who aren't in the know. So this is useful for people who don't want everybody to know the actual location. There's a lot easier ways that you can...
Go ahead, Tech.
You're going underground rave. You're not going to announce it over Twitter.
Well, okay. Well, you, shut up, you.
Yeah, you announce it over Second Life. Come on, man.
No. You put it on your Facebook, man, and you say, look, I'm having an open house party like this girl did around my town this week. And
I thought you gave it to a random dozen potheads, and they went around to all the cool places where all the cool people hung out and passed out the flyers.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Even the police came.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Fox? You ever play with this tool?
I've not. I've heard people talk about it. Like when it first came out, probably not creepy, but another program, which the name eludes me at the moment, that would pretty much go through people's images that they would post to places like 4chan and shit, like off their cell phone, and they'd throw up the Google Maps location to wherever the picture was taken.
Well, there's been a couple of things that did it. The nice thing about Creepy is it'll just scrape a whole freaking Twitter account or a Flickr account. The other thing, Josh, had to pull down all the images and run them through the tools.
Yeah, that's what this one was, and I looked at that briefly, and it was kind of funny just to, you know, you'd send somebody a message, and be like, you know, hey, so that's your address, huh? And just watch them shit bricks. It was amusing for a while.
Well, there was
it was a pain in the ass going through picture by picture.
Oh, one of the guys from Myth
catch people on tour as well.
Ooh, that's a good point. One of the guys on MythBusters actually posted a picture from his iPhone. And a big to-do was made at it because people pulled the GPS out of it and said, oh, that's where he lives. And my understanding was he actually had to move because of that.
Wow.
So if you're famous, maybe you better hire somebody to set up your phone for you. Just saying. So
no, this is so the reason I will never own a fucking mobile phone ever.
Well,
don't tweet from it.
As I mentioned in an earlier peer decking, you want to remain and appear to be normal. So you keep the phone on you when you're doing everything normal and boring, and you build up a data set of you being normal and boring. And then when you do all of the shit you don't want people to know about, you leave all your electronic shit behind.
Well, we talked about it in the last I Have Nothing. I know you weren't there, are you? But with that news story where it came out in court documents that cell phone companies can track you pretty much no matter what you set on the phone unless you're, like, yanking the battery out of it. Yep. So, I mean...
I don't know about you, but my phone doesn't have an off with a tracking device. It just says, everybody, emergency. So, yeah.
Well, and, you know, if you think about it, like, not... I guess, you know, of course, I would leave it turned off all the time, but what happens when you're in the wreck... And, you know, you want them to be able to find you because you're bleeding to death. I mean, you know.
Well, the button should make the connection at that point.
That's just the risk you take.
The hardline connection.
you can never actually completely turn off your tracking on there. Even when you do go in and turn it off, they can still access that information, and your cell company does actually track that.
Oh, you really are paying for your own tracker there, so.
No, it's easy to turn off. You just use a hammer.
Unless you take the battery out, they know the location of your phone at all times.
I think the hour hammer would take the battery out.
Yeah.
Unless there's a backup battery.
So what you're saying is have a mobile phone just in case, ditch it somewhere and go in the opposite direction if you're ever in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works.
Much.
Well, throw it into the back of somebody's random pickup truck.
Did anybody else read Demon? Because... that's what people were doing, actually. By the end of it, they were throwing their phones away because they figured out that's how the demon was tracking them.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love that series. That is awesome.
Top 10 list of books, that one right there.
Well, what I loved about it was about the first half of the first book, all of it was, like, fucking real. I mean, none of that could not, you know, it's not, the only reason none of that happened was because nobody had bothered to do it yet. It started to get a little sci-fi near the end of it there, and the second book was total sci-fi, well,
yeah.
but...
it was near the end, but at the same time, it's still plausible. You know, nobody's developed that at this point in time, but it's definitely possible.
Well, we've got basic augmented reality. What they were talking about, where they moved the whole internet into these insanely expensive headsets.
I can understand that.
Actually, with the augmented reality thing, I can make a very solid prediction right now that we're going to see a surge in augmented reality technology because of the release of the Nintendo 3DS, of all things.
Well, not only that, but Google Goggles, they said, oh, we don't ever track any human individual, but they can. All they need to do is start giving you real time instead of take a picture and get the data kind of a deal.
Well, yeah? The thing about that scares me is it's not Google tracking me. It's somebody paying Google to track me. That's what bothers me.
Because they'll take money.
Well, I mean, they're a business, and businesses are amoral. I mean, I'm not anti-business like some people we could name, but you have to remember, they are tools, they are amoral, they don't care.
So you just have to have more money than the people trying to track you.
Yeah, basically.
But, as of right now, if you turn off your tracking on your mobile phone or whatever, they can't sell that information or anything. Nobody can actually get that info.
Dude, Sprint has a fucking portal for the police. Yep. For law enforcement.
No, the police for sure. But as far as, like, marketing companies and shit like that, if you have it actually turned off saying you don't want to share your information.
Well, that one's got a subscription model that they don't make public.
Yeah, that's just a couple of good lobbyists away. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, this is true.
So.
Yeah, so creepy on whole, I would say I like it. I think it's a pretty damn handy tool. And if you want to make sure you're secure, if you're doing, your own security testing, run it on yourself. Make sure.
I did, actually. That was the second thing I did with it after I punched in a couple of other Twitter handles that I knew would have tracking information on them. I ran it on myself to make sure I had never screwed up because I have an iPhone app. And, the iPhone just loves leaking your shit.
Oh, yeah.
But going back to the augmented reality, I honestly can't really see the Nintendo 3DS being a big jump from that just because it's just one device. What I'd really like to see is some really good augmented reality on Android and stuff. And yeah,
it's not the hardware I'm talking about. It's the concept. It's showing your average consumer what the concept of augmented reality can do.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah. And they did do that with the PlayStation 3 and stuff like that and everything too. Mm. But I want to see it done really well on a mobile device. And of right now, it's still pretty.
Yeah, cool. I'd like to see a grown up version.
But the proof of concept is the reduction in size, and that's kind of where Nintendo excels: cheap and small and plentiful. That's the key.
The one thing that bothers me about augmented reality is they're going to have to fund it somehow, and the way they're going to do it is virtual billboards. They're bad enough when you walk around virtual worlds as it is right now. Can you imagine? Okay, just stop and think about it. The way pop-ups are handled, if you're not running any kind of an ad block or no script, I mean, you are literally getting them on so many sites, and they will cover your screen or open 20 other tabs. It is insane.
Just think about the number of restaurants in your downtown area and stores just on the main strip.
Well, thinking in terms of the goggles, augmented reality goggles, and how aggressive pop-ups are. Imagine that when you're driving. The thing pops up in front of you when you're sitting there trying to drive and, maybe not run into the person in front of you and says, hey, eat here.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Location,
but really, should you be driving with augmented reality goggles on?
Yeah, of course you are. That'll be your GPS.
And texting at the same time, bitches.
This bridge is finished already?
No, it's. I'm dead serious. That'll be your direction. GPS.
No, that'll never be allowed.
Don't you guys watch videos while you're driving?
You have the map on your front windshield.
Oh, dude.
And it'll be a direction. And then people will hack that shit, and you'll have, flying saucers you'll see and stuff.
Honest to God, I had a friend of mine who would read while driving. I do not know how he did it, but he would read books while driving.
So I noticed you said you had a friend. Is this guy dead now?
No, he could be. I haven't seen him in 7 years. But this is the same guy.
He had a nasty accident. Paper cut.
This is the same guy, by the way, I told the story about. Was it the second show that we phase-changed, cooled his first home-built computer?
Yes.
Yep. By freezing Dr. Pepper cans and...
That was fucking badass.
Yeah. Yep. Same guy. But yeah, he would actually read while driving from home to college.
I'll tell you how it's done. You pick a semi-truck. Any particular type, and you just get it in your peripheral, and you just kind of follow the semi. You're going 55 miles an hour, so you're saving your gas money because you're not going too fast. There you go.
Oh, and on top of that, if you can actually snug your car, especially if you're driving a small car, you snug that thing right up behind the semi so you actually get caught in the backdraft, and that actually pulls you along, and you save a ton of gas money that way.
Oh, yeah. I've drafted semis all the way back from Nashville. That's great fun.
Yeah.
Especially when you get the wind just right so your car kind of gets that random sway to it.
Exactly.
And then it slams on the brakes and you're stuck underneath the trailer. But whatever.
Shit happens.
One I've been having fun with lately, people in car parks, is having Patient Zero's song open when the window shuts down. And just as you do that, turn the key off. And everybody thinks your car is like Windows and looks at you really fucking bizarre.
Oh shit, my car crashed.
Oh wait, you mean this one? Okay.
We've got another
10 minutes to break, but I'll leave that one queued up. I'm sitting here, actually I'm noticing a downside of my setup, because I'm sure you all are hearing the little clicks as I navigate my file system. I'm trying to find music that I have permission to use that's not Patient Zero, since he's on the call.
So did you guys hear about that Amazon cloud storage that they're offering there?
Yep.
For music?
It's funny, all of the content companies are freaking the fuck out because, oh no, I can use the music that I paid for anywhere I want to without paying for a second or third copy of it. It's just stupid, you know.
Yeah, I think we used to have that back in the day. That was MP3, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay. Or, as an example, I've got a subscription service, and I don't mean to advertise on the show, but I won't. I'll just say that I have a subscription service on my phone.
It's like
works
three.
On my desktop.
Go ahead. It's not going to bother me any.
RDO, basically, you pay your $10 a month, and you sit there, and you have access to it everywhere. So it's like Amazon or this other company. It's like pick your poison, but because Amazon's a big name and they're popular and they're well known, that's the one they freak out about. It boggles the mind.
What the fuck? Did I suddenly become 150 fucking years old overnight and carrying around a fucking MP3 player is no longer the shit anymore?
Well, mine's part of my phone, but other than that,
they're built into the smartphone.
I still use a Zenstone.
Oh, fuck. I'm too old now. I'm just going to... Oh, fuck. I'm so old.
Don't worry. I'll mail you my old Mac Mini or iPod Mini, the original first gen. I'll send it to you. You'll be all set, man.
Dude, I gave all my old MP3 players and iPods to family. It's like when I would upgrade one, somebody else in the family would say, "Hey, I saw you got a new one. Can I have your old one?" And it's just like, yeah, whatever.
What is this word you talk of, upgrade? I still have my original I bought for $20.
You know, I have been looking for it, and I can't find it for the life of me. God knows if I even still have it. I used to have an original Diamond Rio player, the first one that came out.
Great.
You know, the one that took the giant-ass, precursor to the SD cards that were flat.
The Compact Flash.
No, they weren't Compact Flash. They were before that.
Okay.
I think they were still called Secure Digital, but they weren't. They weren't SD cards like we call them today. These things were like paper thin, and all the contacts were on the side.
I know what you're talking about. I remember those things. Yeah, you're right. Those were
That was so badass that I had another 32 meg card, because then I could double the internal storage on the Rio, and I thought that was badass to be walking around with 64 megs on my belt. And I had actually welded a clip onto the thing. Well, I say welded. I use a soldering iron, but I melted a plastic clip on the side of the thing, and everyone thought it was a beeper. It was hilarious because nobody questioned me carrying it. until I plugged a pair of headphones into it.
Yep. No, that's the only reason why I haven't given the mini away. I haven't replaced the micro drive yet. I got to put a compact flash in it, and then I can give it off to somebody. But
why? You
know, well, because I can probably get it for free from my dad. I think he's got a couple of them sitting around there from some old cameras that he's got. I just get off 2 gig or 4 gig that he's got laying around.
Oh, like, well, you want to keep the micro drive? I got you. I was going to say, why bother? But
well, oh no, it crashed. The micro drive died on me.
Oh, it's no good. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
I've been drinking, so just you know, when I'm not getting things.
No, that's cool. But see, that's the kind of thing. I'm tempted to put one of the Linux OSs on there because then you can turn it into an actual recording device, and that might be handy for something. I've
actually been, because with the radio station, right, I've actually been looking at trying to build some sort of a little breakout box that I could hook up to the iPhone so that we can actually broadcast on the radio station from anywhere with a decent microphone as opposed to a headset or Bluetooth or something like that.
Well, I was doing a test record on my Skype connection on my phone with the Bluetooth headset, and that was actually pretty clean. So if we need to do a Skype up somewhere, that'll work.
I don't know. Every time I've used a Bluetooth headset, it's always sounded fuzzy.
Yeah, you can have some power issues hooking up a regular microphone to a mobile device.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
You've got no line power or phantom power.
Fuck it. I'll just take the whole rig with me. Laptop, extra monitor, 2 mixers.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they've got inline battery-operated XLR amps that I've seen. So you can get that.
Oh, a direct injection box.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a portable rig. You don't need it to be 100%.
Yeah, no, that'd work.
Yeah.
But you just have to watch out for the batteries because they will die fast.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's why you just carry the whole stack of batteries with you, right? You know, you got 2 bags, one for the equipment, one for all the car batteries.
Exactly.
Just a really long extension cable for the adapter.
Yep. Or you can get one of those, what do they call them, induction motor rigs so that you can just hook it up while you're walking around. It'll recharge.
Oh, God. Battery's dying. Quick, heavy. Go start jogging.
Yep. Oh yeah, that'd kill.
Get your mic first.
Any freak.
Winning. Sorry, that was mean.
Yep. So we're gonna end up being. It's gonna be. Gen Con's gonna be interesting. See what we actually show up with as far as hardware and who we can actually get to say shit into the microphone. I want to do liners. If we can get any of these out-of-work third raters to do, you know, liners for IHN or Pure Decking or something, that'd be kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I'll get them to do IHN.
Yeah. Oh, and just as a side note, I'd like to mention that apparently Arnold Schwarzenegger is voicing a cartoon called The Governator. So
is anybody really surprised? I mean, really?
No.
I'm a corporate sellout.
Very good. So,
I just thought it was kind of cool. I mean, the only thing that would make it better is if it's like a web-only cartoon.
Yeah, but good luck with that. It's called They Want to Make Money.
Yeah, well, you know.
Making money on the internet never happens.
No, of course not.
So we were talking about augmented reality and creepy and tracking and so on and so forth.
Well, why don't we completely change topics here and talk about Google dorking? Because we showed somebody how to do that not too long ago, and they went absolutely insane.
Awesome.
So, are you? What all have you found here recently?
Trouble with the dorking, man. I found myself a new hobby. I haven't masturbated in months. This is just the shit. Everything from private family servers with entire life histories to medical files on different politicians that have just been left lying around in really easy and simple places to find. Yeah.
I just love it, too. For anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, Google dorking is using semi-clever searches in Google to find shit that is just laying around on publicly accessible web servers. And it's obviously stuff that probably should not be on publicly accessible web servers, but Google indexed it, and if you know what to do, like file type PDF, just the amount of stuff you can find is amazing.
It is fantastic.
You're giving away hacker secrets.
Then, like, usually you'd have to go to several different government organizations to actually get the paperwork you need to fill in the forms. Most of it's sitting on public servers everywhere, and people are wondering why I'm sitting at work printing out other agencies' official forms and filling them in. It saves me so much money and time.
Wait, you've actually been using Google Dorking at work?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, man, it gives me the Centrelink forms I need, but I can just print them at work without actually going there and having to go, well, can I have these forms? Because they're the only ones that can print them. I've found the entire
administration fee.
Yeah, I found the entire administration for the entire socialist situation in this country at access to my fingertips in the office. It's a fucking awesome tool, man.
So Google Dorking for good? That just doesn't seem right.
Well, Google Dorking is something I mean, I use it at work too, but I'm doing something completely different. I'm trying to find shit people have left on servers that they shouldn't have. So,
yeah, well, stop telling them it's there because I like finding it. It's fantastic. Like, my latest acquisition is
but they're paying
quite
me.
A large amount of family photos going back 10 years. I've seen the entire history of these people, and all their little Christmas emails to each other are stored on there as well. And yeah, Uncle Tim, I hope the cancer surgery went really well, big fella, and the photos of you in hospital were awesome.
Oh, God. Oh, hell.
I highly recommend it to learn that skill.
It's easy to learn. See, that's the thing. And actually, I was talking to the agent the other day because he's working on completely revamping his show. I think he's actually going to wear a suit. I've never seen the agent in a suit. This is going to be creepy as hell. But he was saying he wanted to open up explaining why he was doing what he was doing. And the gist of it was basically the stuff's already out there. I mean, it's not like you're keeping secrets from the script kiddies. You know what I mean?
That's true. You should wear a jubas.
A what?
Which is a jubas. It's kind of like if you've ever seen Steven Seagal – it's that two-piece suit that he wears. It's more of a sort of a martial arts thing, but it's kind of Middle Eastern with the collar, the white collar. Look it up, JUBAS, and it's really really it's not American, you know, cut suit, but they're pretty cheap. You can get it for like $15 off the net, and they're slimming, and they're usually they've got the rower buttons in the front, and it makes you look more imposing but less American.
Have you noticed, it's a good look.
I mean, unless you want to look cool or something.
That's what I'm saying. The guy has not done a movie since he started wearing that shit. He looks like a fucking tool, and a fat tool at that.
Well, you know, I'm just
saying. Because he is a fat tool.
Winning.
What was the last movie was in Machete? Fuck, I laughed my ass off. That film was so retarded.
All right. Well, we're at about the halfway mark here, so... if Tack can stomach some of his own music, we're going to take probably about a 3 or 4 track break. And if anybody needs to drop off the call because it's probably getting kind of late for them, then that's cool too. So I'm going to mute the Skype call here real quick. And then my own microphone. And we're going to start a couple of tracks. Fucked. Hurry up, I'll stop. Hurry up, I'll stop.
Fuck it. Let's dance. Shit. Fuck you, Microsoft. Fuck you right in the ear.
Can you take me home? So all the people take a look at me. I'm the alien from outer space. I see it in my face. Your solar system just ain't mine. And everywhere you people go, and I'm a station, not destruction. Completely insane.
can you take me home?
Okay, we are back from our little break here. We lost Lauren Law. He had to go attack the ninjas, I think. So let me just bring the call back. All right, you all should be back online. Ooh, that's probably too low. There we go. So, we're back.
We're back?
We're back. I think.
Nice.
Yeah, probably. I'm not sure if I could even use that last track, but I think it's Creative Commons. It was
hey,
in the,
man, the green room for this show sucks. Where's my fucking Evian water, you bitches?
The human slaves were supposed to bring that unless someone killed them again. Heavy, did you kill the hirelings to go up a level?
I'm sorry. I just can't help myself, you know? I mean, look, they're grass-fed, and I got hungry.
Oh, shit. So, where do we want to come back in? We hit Google Dorking. We hit
Can I start a flame war? Hacking in movies. You know, just generally... You know,
that's not a flame war. That's just sad.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hilarious.
No, it's totally real.
I'm banging my face on the keyboard and typing, like, absolutely perfect code.
Yeah, yeah. Watch me hack a system I've never seen before in 30 seconds while getting a blowjob. Yeah, that happens.
While using nothing but the keyboard.
Yeah.
That was win, man. That was the best fucking scene in a movie ever. Getting sucked off and hacking at the same time.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I liked Swordfish. Some of the concepts in it were kind of fun, and it was just one of those fun movies. And it turns out Halle Berry does, in fact, have nice tits. So, you know. Oh, right. This show is rated explicit, in case you haven't noticed yet. But
Halle Berry, you sick motherfucker. Dude, that'd be like having sex with a dead horse.
What now?
That's what that thing...
In the movie, she looked all right. That movie was like 5 years ago or something like that, right?
That was about 9 years ago.
Okay, 9 years. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what year it is. Give me a break.
Either way, man, she's no Angelina Jolie.
True.
Oh, even worse.
True.
I'd rather get raped by a stingray, and everyone knows Australians' records with stingrays.
I've got balls of steel.
All right, so who would you pick, are you?
I don't think there's a good-looking actor out there these days.
I will love you.
That's okay. We're talking about actresses.
Yeah, actresses.
Actresses. I don't know, man. I just think the 70s was the high point because they were real women. Now I don't know if I'm looking at a plastic piece of shit. Like, you know, if I'm banging a little
CG.
Bit too hot. And yeah, well, that's it, man.
Well, here we go. Old Charlie has an answer for you.
I will love you violently.
Thank you very much, Charlie. I'll love you back even more violently. Now, the best part about the entire television history since black and white changeover to color was high definition and old lady newsreaders. My God, they were off air within 2 weeks. It was fantastic. There were more valleys and ridges on those old bitches' faces than the fucking moon. It was awesome. Just have a look. I mean, just... turn on Fox, man. Click on that and fucking have a look at the women on there. There is not a... that is plastic 100% all
they're info
the
babes,
way.
Man. Come on.
Oh, I mean, this is, like, fantastic. Like, high definition cleared out some of the deadest wood in television history. I loved it. And the best part about it still stands correct today. Men do not have Botox. Do not do shit because just grow old gracefully and the young girls will love a wrinkly old bastard.
Natalie Portman. I think she's pretty much stock, and I'd bang her.
Pig.
So.
Pig.
Wait a minute, guys. Wait.
Man, I'm Lindsay Lohan. I'm filming.
Wait. I'm using the explosion. That means stop. This is a tech show. What the fuck?
Well, what we're saying is they have some really nice case mods these days.
Yeah, exactly.
It's to show about the hardware.
I did face you with bone stock. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about there. It's technology, mate. No, I get what you're saying. You know, when are the sex robots going to come out? Then I don't have to listen to her whinge on about, you know, whatever, you know, her feelings are.
We're working on it.
Well, they've got that fake Facebook girlfriend now. If you want that long-distance relationship.
Oh, they do, don't they?
All of the downside, none of the benefit? No, thank you.
But have you really noticed that the women scientists around the world have really been working on a way to clone humans, like clone sperm? Like, they've just come out with this new announcement that they can clone sperm, so one step away from... They're getting ready for the robot generation where men go, fuck you! 1,000 years of oppression and not getting sex every night. I have a robot that's sex slave, yeah. Fucking A, that's the way that shit's rocking, man. Men are just gonna go with the robots, women are just gonna go with the science.
Wait, wasn't that an episode of American Dad where he had a robot sex slave?
Futurama.
Well, Futurama for sure, because they had robots in that. But I thought he, like, built it out of a vacuum cleaner and some, you know, water balloons.
No, didn't he download it into a blank?
No, that was Futurama. I was talking about America. Never mind. So, what were we going to talk about? Hacking in movies, right?
Yeah, hacking in movies is what I brought up, but, you know, that's how the show goes.
What example do you want to talk about here, Heavy?
I'm talking about source code. I think is the latest one, and the idea that you have to get into the meta universe and hyper reality and super metaverse. You know,
now you're just
reality.
Making words up.
Yeah, I know. But how else do you explain that bullshit? Essentially, it's I gotta go in there, and it's gotta be like super dramatic, and I've gotta like get the source code, and you know, I know the movie comes out tomorrow, but it's like I just seen the trailers.
No, dude, getting the source code is totally a legit way to hack a system. Go search GitHub for begin private key and tell me getting the source code is not a valid method of hacking.
No, it's an absolute valid method of hacking. I'm just saying I don't think we're going to see any actual source code in the movie. It's just going to be all drama.
Well, they showed actual JavaScript in one of the Stargate shows. They claimed it was alien code, but it was JavaScript.
And you're claiming that's JavaScript is an alien plot to take over the planet?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have that
alien
big an issue.
Alien torture device.
Well, I mean, everything else out there is using it, so I might as well learn it.
An alien torture device is Windows, man.
Winning.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm clearly overusing the soundboard. I don't care.
Human beings invented Unix, and that was fine. And then some asshole came along, you know, and invented graphical user interface.
And as our data clearly shows, humans cannot be trusted.
There we
exactly.
go. Okay, so, I mean, of course hacking in movies is bullshit. You're really going to show the guy sitting there for weeks on end at a terminal trying random shit, or trying shit that might not be so random, but looking for the buffer overflow, or looking for the flaw in the configuration, or sitting there waiting for Nmap to finish? I mean, no.
No. I just one time, I want to see the guy with the 128-character password go, ha ha ha, you'll never break my encryption. And then they sit him down at the torture chair and just start cutting off fingers until he gives up
the
password.
The hash key.
I don't know it, man. It's on my flash drive. What's the password to the flash drive? It's your mother's name, man. And then they kill him. But, I mean, you know, Come on.
No, I want to see the serious hack where the guy goes, I have your laptop. Give me the keys. Like, no, fuck you. Turns the laptop upside down. And there's the password written underneath.
That happens. That fucking happens.
Yeah, all the time.
I've gone to meetings and seen, you know, sales reps walk in. And there, under their arm, is their laptop. And you can see the bottom of it. And there's the post-it note with the packing tape on it. And, like, four different passwords and the logins. And it's just, like, smartphone click.
What do you mean? Nobody can see the underside of a computer.
Clearly, you're not looking hard enough. I seriously recommend, and honest to God, seriously recommend, Johnny Long wrote this awesome book. It's called No Tech Hacking. I think you can actually download a copy of it for free from his website. Just Google it. But I actually bought it because this book is so totally worth it. If you want to talk about passwords on the bottoms of laptops and shit, he's got some pictures in that book where it's just like, yeah, I walked around with a camera and this is what I found. So...
Now, that was one of the best things about war games, the fact that it's like, okay, and then we slide open the desk,
where he got
what
into,
we would now call the mouse pad.
He got the detention on purpose so he could go get the password and change his grades. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that's fucking awesome. Exactly. And that's the kind of shit that happens all the time. Actually, most of the time, you just have to look at the monitor because it's usually the post-it note right there.
Post-it note on the monitor, post-it note on the keyboard. Occasionally, you'll get somebody who thinks they're really smart, and they keep it in a notebook in their desk drawer. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Oh, you know, once you've got access, you just look on their desktop for passwords.txt.
Well, that's perfectly valid. In fact, it's funny you mentioned that, Tack, because I was working with the agent on what he was going to do for his first video, because he's basically saying, fuck the basic shit, I'm going to show you what's real. And he was setting up a small, I guess kind of a pseudo capture the flag, since he's setting it up. He knows where all the flags are, but he's going to run through it. And that is one of the things in it, was going to be getting the passwords to that XLS. So.
Yes. Nice. So that it can actually be given proper coverage instead of just being a tech support call in the middle of a show.
Not that that hasn't recording. Happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tack. Yeah. Right before we started the last show, Analog called me and wanted to know how to hack into Mozilla passwords. And it's just like, what the dude?
Oh, yeah, I had you talking about that, actually.
It's like, come on, dude. Pay attention.
Well, granted, we've only been doing the show for, this is the second week, so I guess I can understand he might not have known when we were doing it, except he was helping me with some of the audio setup, so I'm a little confused about how he didn't realize that I was going to be in the middle of the fucking show.
I'm just disappointed he had to ask you how to do that.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, it's not...
GTS, motherfucker.
He didn't know where the profile was, so that got him started, but still. It was his own damn passwords, too. We shouldn't talk smack about him on the show. We really shouldn't. He's a good guy, but... It was
it's
still...
just a shame he's so dumb.
It's just, it's not even that. It's just calling me right as I'm ready to hit record on the show. It's just like, and 3, 2, boop, boop, boop. You know, a little Skype call. And it's just like, God, no.
Wait a minute.
Analog, I'd like to go on the record saying I didn't talk any shit about you, okay?
Yeah, he will shoot you. So...
Yeah, no. Are you at the rule? Are you very strict? You only talk shit to you. Straight to your face. All right. So you're going to do like a capture the flag kind of a deal with the agent and kind of set up something that you can show people how to do on their own systems?
Oh, well, the first one's going to be pretty basic, but the idea he had, and I was talking with him about it because I'm setting half the shit up for him, but what it is he's wanting to show actual scenarios. Because, like you said, you talked about the
real-world
movie
application.
You talk about the movie bullshit, right? So you've got these people who think hackers are some mythical thing that know where the magic buttons are that just let them into systems, which is semi-true. But he's decided he wants to show what's real and what's not, and so that way you can be properly terrified as opposed to just, you know, being superstitious about it, right?
Right.
You can know what you're scared of.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yes, apparently the BP, just as a side note, BP apparently lost all of the applicants' information for compensation for the oil spill. And one of the things they were very clear to point out on the open public news is that the drive was not encrypted. And it's got all the social security numbers on it. And it's like, okay, thank you for announcing that.
That's surprising, actually, because, I mean – their security is about as good as the Ministry of Defense or MI6.
Yeah.
What I'd like to know is why people actually gave them their social security number.
Well, because you have to, because it's a fucking government-run program.
And they asked for them.
Yeah.
And they asked very nicely, and people go, oh, well, they must have a reason for asking for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well... You know, and I mean, I know that's not the first time. And of course, the standard response is, "Oh, we'll pay for a year of identity theft hack tracking." And I'm like, "Okay, great."
Yeah, sure you will. But okay, like, speaking of that, you ask, why would you ever give BP your social security number? You know, how many of us have walked into a Best Buy and they said, "What's your phone number?" And you know, I've looked at them straight faced and said, "I don't have one." And not only did the cashier look at me funny, the three people in line behind me were like, huh? What do you mean you don't have a phone number? And they weren't questioning that I didn't want to give it to Best Buy. They were questioning that my claim that I didn't have one.
810-984-8284. That's a number that hasn't been in service for 4 years. I'm sorry to the poor bastard who might have gotten that in rotation.
I thought about giving him a 900 sex line, but I would have had to Google one real quick.
Pull out the cell
phone, Google it, and then say, yeah, I'm looking up my phone number. Hang on a second, write down a 900 number.
1-900-477-TSTV. There you go.
Seriously, I just give them your phone numbers.
Oh, you malicious cunt.
Fucking hey, man, I'll hand my parents' number out, anyone's number but my own. Fuck that shit.
Close my windows before I yell that again.
Exactly.
Hell, here's a random credit card number too. 456453042494281. And expiry date is
somebody's been Googling. That's drew my wallet when I was down there.
02-12. Alright, 3-digit number on the back, ladies and gentlemen, 127. Have fun with random credit card of the week.
And that credit card is now on all the FBI watch lists, I'm sure. Oh wait, no. We're not that popular yet. Go nuts, guys. Nobody knows about it.
Oh, just in case. The Visa as well, if you want to know.
Well, of course it is. It started with a 4.
Yeah.
That's with, like, Hollywood hacking that pisses me off. It's like, it's because in school you can't even go into a fucking DOS prompt without, you know, the teacher shitting bricks, locking you out of the system for, like, a week and a half while you're trying to explain to her that you were just, you know, looking up some system files.
I just wanted to see what the IP address was, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the things when I was in college that was kind of nifty is a lot of the classrooms, the professors would have the ability to basically freeze your desktop on you so that you weren't screwing around while they were trying to teach. And well, the first thing I would do when I came into class is load a live CD and basically have access to the network. Like, okay, yeah, whatever, you keep teaching, and oh, you've frozen my computer. Stop, look at the screen, and then go back to doing whatever the fuck I have happened to do, which usually involved torrenting a whole bunch of shit.
Oh, jeez, of course, torrents didn't exist when I was in high school. Oh, God, I'm old. We always had them where they put the two different power lines in so the teacher could turn the monitors all off, right? So yeah. The hack was to reach down, unplug the monitor from the controlled port, and plug it into the same port that the PC tower is on. And, oh, look, the monitor stays on the entire time. And then you have to, crack the Fortress password, which was not hard, by the way. And, no. Fortress was this old software they used to try to secure Windows 95, 98. So we actually replicated the environment at home so we could just extract the password from memory. It was awesome.
My favorite is circumventing the large workstation printers that they had with a pay system, and basically all I had to do is remember to bring the print driver and a printer cable, you know, of enough length, and just run it over to the actual terminal, the desktop, and basically just print off. Let me put it this way. Second edition D&D and the original third edition D&D pretty much had all of the books in hard copy in three ring binders because of those
Shadowrun
machines.
Shadowrun, yeah. And Call of Cthulhu, but yeah, same concept.
No, I had a buddy of mine, and for quote a bag to take to college, we'd bring hockey bags and just fill them. it was pretty bad. He had balls of steel, because then he would actually go in and say, hey, the copier's out of or the printer's out of ink, you need to replace the toner on the color toner.
I've got balls of steel.
Exactly. I'm like, really, dude? I thought we were just going to wait until tomorrow and like have them replace it by some other asshole.
We knew the guy who worked at one of the print shops when I was going to college, so we would print out books and then walk in there and have him bind them, and it was just great. I've probably got to
say you guys had so much more fun than I did in college. I just smoked lots of drugs and had lots of sex.
Oh, no, we did that too.
I avoided the drugs. I like my brain in its functional state, but, you know.
Not just cool. Weed, you know, and then, you know, I mean, come on. Everybody's gone hogging in college, right? You know, on the weekend, right?
No, we didn't fuck hogs heavy. I think somebody gave you the wrong definition of the hogging there.
No, they're not. I'm talking about fat college girls.
No, that's not what you said before we started the show. You were talking about farm animals.
No, I was talking about eating the interns.
What are you trying to say, are you?
No, I was just saying, you guys had some pretty awesome computer class. Like, I went to a fucking faggy school, man. An old guy's school. And our computer teacher was a pedophile. And if he liked you, he'd come around and rest his dick on your shoulder. It was fucking awesome. So I learned absolutely nothing but to live in fear in that classroom.
Speaking of pedophiles, Heavy, I shot the agent some of those links you sent him about that that suit you were talking about. And he said he was afraid he would look like a Catholic priest. So
exactly. Isn't that fucking scary? I mean, he's going for intimidating.
He's going for intimidating, not horrifying.
Exactly. It's like, oh, if you do this, you know, you're going to get hacked and people will believe him.
He doesn't want to look like – his exact words were, I don't want to look like Father McFeely wearing a mask. So, I mean, come on.
I'd like to see him wear the mankini and the mask.
I'll suggest that to him and see what he says.
I don't think anybody wants to see that.
Fuck you.
Oh, man, I heard you've been working out. You know, get your sex on.
Right.
Yeah. Agent has definitely been working out, but I don't know if he can have that kind of a transformation in only a few short years. So,
hey, Matt, if you've got it, you have to flaunt it.
That's true. Well, and like they say in the movies, once you go fat, you never go back. So,
yeah, I think they were talking about blunts.
Okay.
Anyways, do we have any actual topics left? We got like a minute and a half on the clock here.
No, I don't think we have.
Fox, say something. You've been quiet.
Minecraft.
Oh, God. Yes.
Minecraft.
Minecraft version 1.4 beta came out today. My understanding was you could get a dog and ride it. Wait, that didn't come out right.
I've got something here.
Oh, my.
This is the best part. The Major's been talking now for roughly 25 minutes with his microphone muted.
Awesome. Well, I'll explain it. He's been quiet, too. Suave, say something interesting.
Oh, man, now you've put me on the spot.
Don't say Minecraft.
Hey, I've got a pack of, like, 7 wolves that follow me around.
Have you been playing Minecraft while we were doing a show?
No. Well, I mean, I've been drinking. Tack has been talking more than you, Suave. That's like a first.
Well, you know, I was talking a lot in the beginning of the show, and then I was having an issue actually getting my words in because everybody was talking, so I just gave up.
Well, we've got a lot of people on a Skype call here.
What, 7 people and a recorder?
6 and a Oh, I forgot to count myself. You're right, 7 people. I can you count to potato.
Winning.
And I think the only other true question, do I have a pizza or do I have a steak today?
Pizza steak.
Pizza steak.
And pizza with steak on it.
I got to go with BSV there, man. I think that's the solution, pizza steak.
And on that note, I'm going to mute the Skype call and play the fade-out music, which we're playing more Patient Zero. Sorry, Tack. We'll be right back.
on the Radio.